Proverbs 25 and 26 says, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life." Now we're continuing in the context of verse 23. It says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." And now we address the root matter, lust not after her beauty in thine heart. And the end of the matter is, a man is brought to a piece of bread. That's how sin works. You lay aside God's word, ignoring reproofs of instruction, and that means you've left your heart empty, and you might as well hang a big vacancy sign on your chest with the flashing lights. Satan's temptation will arrive with bags packed and ready for a long-term stay. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart. And we repeat, this is not only true about young men being tempted by a whorish woman, but Solomon is speaking to his son, who is a young man, and he knows that sex is one of the most effective temptations in Satan's arsenal. Always has been and always will be. And if he can get to your heart, then bringing you down is all but certain. And that is when you are now more susceptible to the physical advances. So that's why it says not to lust in your heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. If Joseph's heart had not been right, then Potiphar's wife may have succeeded in seducing him. His whole life could have been destroyed, and he never would have risen to a place in power in Egypt, and he couldn't have saved his family. That whole amazing event would never have happened. Human history would have been altered. But Joseph's heart was stayed upon the Lord. His heart was not empty. He wasn't susceptible to lust and to her flittering of her eyelids, so to speak. Neither let her take thee with her eyelids. But just on an individual level, not even thinking about the implications of nations, it says, "For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread." And how many men have lost their families and then end up affecting their job, it affected their finances, drove them into bankruptcy, into ruin. And you add up all the husbands and wives and children whose lives were permanently altered and in many cases ruined as a result of this. And people's lives, I know, have been made so much more difficult. I've met kids who lived as poor as church mice, as the saying goes, and talk to them, and they talk about how nice their life was before their parents' divorce. And to find out that one of the other parents simply fell into a life of adultery, and that was the linchpin. Once that happened, the wheels came off. And this ends with the dark truth about the dark side of humanity. The whorish woman and the whorish man, for that matter, will not look for other whorish people whose lives are already in the pit. That's why it says, "And the adulteress will hunt for the precious life." It says, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:6, "For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts." Preachers, friends, and loved ones can warn you over and over, but you must take responsibility for your own heart and guard against opening the door to such influences. Lust not in your heart. If you can stop the temptation right there where the process starts, then you will find victory if you also fill your heart with the words of God. Verse 23 again says, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life." It really is that simple, and it really is that easy to fall if you're that careless.